This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
You know, one of my favorite things to do is go to the movies. I love going to the movies. It's just an escape for me. I love it. I love going. I take Patrick there. You know, we used to go, obviously, we don't go anymore, but we used to go, and he loves it too, and it was just like our bonding thing. Like, me and him would go, and the last movie we got to see together was Onward, which was in theaters in March, and I'm so glad I took him to see that because, you know, obviously then the world changed, but I had I took a screenshot of the picture, the tickets the other day because it was one of those deals where, you know, you buy the tickets online and you show them when you get to the theater. And I just, it was March 10th. It was Onward at the Morristown Theater. And I was thinking back like, oh man, it was an afternoon show. It's just me and him went. It was just the two of us in the theater. I think there might've been one other family in there. Got a big bucket of popcorn, kicked back in our chairs, bonded a little guy bonding, you know, it was great. It was so much fun. Aww. And then the world changed. I know it was fun. That was our thing. Cause we remember I took him, do you remember when I took him to Cars 3?
Yes.
After they had at the Cherry Hill Mall, they had, that Cars exhibit where they had Lightning McQueen there and Jackson Storm and Daisy, and they had all the big life-size cars at the mall. And then that was the preview for the movie, and then the movie was playing at Cherry Hill. I took him to see that. That was his first movie. I saw the pictures the other day. He was wearing a Cars shirt. Aww. Like I got him as like a gasoline, kind of like a mechanic shirt, you know?
It's so precious.
And yeah, it was great. And then that became our thing. Like, we go to the movies. We're like, let's go, buddy. Let's go. And, you know, we can't do that anymore. It's a bummer. But their movies are going to start coming to the house now a lot quicker. You know, they used to have a deal. AMC and Universal just struck a new deal. The deal was 75 days between when a movie airs in a theater and when you're allowed to watch it at home. 75 days. And that's a long time, obviously. Now they've changed it to 17 days.
That's awesome.
You think so? I feel like it's going to be, it's awesome, yes, but I also feel like it's going to be, that's it. That's going to be the death of movie theaters.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, I think we're going to find out that private industry and Hollywood, they will all adapt because we're talking about huge money. So they'll figure it out. But I think it'll look different. Even
just
now,
like if you can wait 17 days to see the same movie at home, would you do that versus going to the movies, parking the car, having to wait in line for the concessions that are way overpriced, having to deal with people in the theater, public, you know, people on their phones, everything like that, to get a bigger screen when you most probably have a big screen at your house?
Yeah, but I think it becomes an event. So we have less and less live events, you know, so that's why sports, think about it. You used to have like back when the Sopranos, you know, when they were like, you would watch every Sunday because that, but now everything you can get on demand. So if you have certain things where even you can get it 17 days in advance, anything they do that makes it a big event. But I think they have to offer more. That's why they offer restaurant service. They offer, you know, ice cream. They offer special drinks or milkshakes or alcoholic beverages.
Milkshakes.
Yeah, for the kids, you know. Okay. I'm talking about.
They better have almond milkshakes for my son.
Right.
Or I'll be mad. Greg, I feel like this could be the death knell of movie theaters.
100%.
You think so?
It's 100%. Let me ask you a question. What would the, so right now, because of the, you know, the brave new world we're living in, it's $20 for a new movie to watch on demand. What is the price? Like, say a new Marvel, Black Widow. What would be the, like, would you pay, if they made it $30 to watch it at home with your whole family, would you pay that?
Well, see, I'm an outlier. I would rather watch it in the theater because I love the sound and the screen.
I agree.
For me, I love doing that. That's an experience. It's like being at a game versus watching a game on television. For me, that's how I feel.
Yes.
And so
bro, I've seen your setup at home, man. You have a nice setup.
Oh, it's
setup
fly,
there, you know?
Yo. My setup is fly.
It's fly.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, you have the big TV and the like it's just like being in the movie.
But my TV is not. It's not 700 inches like a movie screen.
No, I get it. Right. I get it. But I mean, come on. You know.
And my sound system is never going to compete with theirs because I've got five speakers. They have 500 speakers.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
So it's not going to be the same experience. Plus, I love the idea of getting away. That's the other thing too. It's getting the hell out of the house.
Yes.
Having 3 hours to myself. Where I don't have to deal with anything, and I can go like I would do that, you know, during the day. Like I would go see a 10 o'clock or 10:30 or 11 o'clock show, and the tickets are cheap. Before our show in the afternoon, we were on, and then we moved to mornings. I went to see Avengers Endgame. I had a 9:30 showing at the theater down on the river in Philly. There, what's the one? The Riverwalk United Artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
9:30 a.m. So I that was my time. It was with previews and everything else. That movie, I was in there for about 8 hours. It was great. Awesome. Nobody can bother you. Your phones have to be off. That's what I mean. If you're at home, how often are you tempted to look at your phone, look at your screen? How often do you have to pause it?
It's
you
an
get
experience.
Interrupted, right?
Oh, I get it. Yep.
It's an escape.
Yeah, I'm different in that because I never I never want to leave my house, but I
yeah,
do
you're
get it
shut
from people.
In. Try to put yourself in the shoes of somebody who
I get
loves
it now.
Leaving the house.
Actually,
at some time.
actually being a month into this parenting thing, I 100% get why you need some alone time. I 100% get it.
See? Yesterday I hit a major depression and I kicked back about 4 bottles of Jim Beam
that's not true. You'd be dead.
All right, one bottle of Patron. But the reason why it was National Tequila Day over the weekend, so I had to catch up a little bit. Because I said to Bridget yesterday, I go, where am I gonna go? Like where am I gonna go? If we bring somebody to the house to help teach our kids, where am I gonna go? Am I gonna go to the movies in the middle of the day to get away? Am I gonna go to the mall? Like, what am I gonna do? I'm trapped here too. This friggin' virus. So that's the thing. We're all trapped. So for me, if they open up movie theaters tomorrow, I'm there. I am there. Whatever I got to do. If I got to wear a CDC freaking head-to-toe outfit, I will do it. I don't care. It's a place to go.
No, I get it. I get it, especially for people like you who are constantly needing to do things and be.
I'm a summer camp counselor, Greg.
No, I get it, bro. I get it. I get it. I've been on Zoom calls with you. We do a lot of Zoom calls. I've been on Zoom calls with you where you have children hanging on your back. Like, I get it. Like, I've seen the Zioli summer camp, and I see you're almost at wit's end. I get it.
Could you just post a couple of those words?
This is coming from a place of sheer, like, helplessness for Rich sometimes. Like, I see him, and I'm like, oh, that poor guy.
The other day, I was on a Zoom call with Greg, and I could hear my daughter Claire, when she gets mad at Patrick, she does this high-pitched scream, which can shatter windows, and it literally freezes animals in their tracks, and it goes right through me. It goes right. It's like taking a knife to me, and I'm on the call with them, and you can just hear this, like this really high pitch, almost human ears really almost can't pick it up, but they can. They can, and I just said to them, I go, excuse me one second, guys. And I walked out and I shut the door and I went, Daddy is on a call. I'm on a call. I'm working. You know how many times I've had to mute my mic and go outside of my little home studio and go, I'm doing my radio show. Can you please just not scream at your brother right now? I can't even count the number of times I've had to do that, Dawn. And it just, you know, it's like, you know?
Yes. So.
And then you've talked about this too. I mean, the movie tavern where you got the food and the booze and everything else like that. But what I would do in Jersey is I would smuggle in my own wine because they don't let you have booze. So I would stop, like at Cherry Hill, I would stop and get a bottle of wine. I'd sneak it in. I would drink a bottle of wine during, not the whole bottle, but I would drink a little wine during the movie with my popcorn, the whole bottle. And it was a wonderful, wonderful thing to do.
What do you drink out of the bottle? Like, how do you like smuggle in
straw.
Wine? And with
big
strings.
I got the hat, the helmet with it. You can drink right through that, you know?
Let me just decant this, you know, while the previews are going on. Sniff it. Take a little, you know, swish.
I ask the guy, excuse me, sommelier, I'll take a large butter popcorn and
a straw.
Yeah, and do you have any of the Rydell glasses? Because this paper Coke cup is not going to cut it. This Cabernet needs to breathe. On Twitter, Mike Carr says, I always go to the movies, no matter what I can watch at home. It's just such a great classic experience, and I can immerse myself in the movie without distractions. Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. That's the thing. It's like, you know, at home, that you're just so tempted to be. I don't know how many times I'm watching a movie, I got to pause and go, what? Just like that. And then I got to get the, you know, I got to get my wife coming down and going, because I'm like half deaf now from doing this job. And my wife going, can you please just turn it down a little bit? Like, you know, the kids, I'm like, oh, and you don't have to go to the movie theater and ever turn down the volume, you know?
Dawn, we were on a Zoom call last week, and he was, Rich had his laptop, and he wanted to show us something on his on his iPad. Mm-hmm. And he picks up the iPad. He goes, guys, you're never going to, it's going to be great, blah, blah, blah. He shows, he goes, iPad's dead. He goes, the kids watch shows on this. And I tell them all the time to charge it. And they never charge it.
My friggin' children,
yes.
Watch shows on the iPad and they don't recharge it the way that I tell them to recharge it. So guys, now I have to charge the iPad. And it was so drained. It took like 15 minutes to start up again. It was so dead. Not just like a little dead, like really dead. And it took 15 minutes to even just start up again in the middle of this call. And I'm like, arr!
I've never seen such a beaten human being that day than I've seen in Rich Zeoli.
And I speak for parents everywhere with young children. This is what we're all feeling right now. It's universal.
It.
I'm telling you. I was talking to my friends the other day about this. It's all universal. We're all feeling the same damn thing. My poor friends, I feel bad. They bought a new house, and they have all this work being done in the house. And his wife's pregnant, and they're trapped. Like, they got the kids. They really can't go anywhere because she's pregnant. And, I'm worried about my poor buddy. I said to him, you know, I'm watching The Shining. I'm reading the book now because I love the movie so much. I said, and I definitely recommend it. It's a really good book, but it's not a how-to book. I want to make that point very clear. All right,
how-to.
Don't file this in how-to. All right, just now, Bill. As a millennial, would you go? Do you still like going to the movies, or would you take the home option?
No, it really comes down to what the movie is. Like, if it's Avengers or a blockbuster movie, I'm always going to go to the theater. But if it's like, if it's just like one of those, a rom-com that my wife wants to see or something like that, I'm going to opt for the in-home experience. I'll wait the 14 days or whatever it is with AMC.
Yeah, and you know what? For 17 days, no big deal. It's like you can put that off. You don't want to see it anyway, so you're going to put it off for 17 days, you know?
Yeah, I have
so whatever chick flick with Matthew McConaughey's out this week, you know, you go, oh, well, you know, the Nicholas Sparks movie. Let's wait 17 days till it comes to home video, you know?
Exactly. And you don't need the fancy sound speakers or anything like that with those kind of movies compared to superhero movies that are out there and action movies. Like, I would have liked to see, for example, The Irishman in theaters. I think I would have appreciated it a little bit more. And I
it's
wouldn't
even
have had,
more boring in theaters.
Right. I wouldn't even had like
I would have been sitting there for 6 hours instead of
exactly.
Three.
Right. Like I said on this show that
you
I watched
can't
it
stop
twice.
It and restart it in theaters.
Exactly. I disagree completely.
Like
you
I
loved
Irishman.
It. You loved it, right?
No, it was just too long.
Yeah, it was too long.
It was way too long. Yeah. It was like, can we just fast forward? Like,
you know, halfway through the movie, Jimmy Hoffa tried to take his own life.
It's true.
That's how long it was. I kid you not.
I'm out.
All right. 855-839-1210. Would you go to the movies or would you just wait for the at-home option? I think 17 days, it's going to be the death knell once and for all of big movie theaters. And that's a shame because it's a big part of our... I don't want to see all these empty movie theaters around the country. It's going to be a damn shame.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.